Story 29, A Time of Experimentation and Imagination.
We had so many things going on, and even at 535 East Broadway, we still had little gardens and pots, and everybody was so innovative back. I don't know the young people about today, but back then, you got to remember the time. See, it's a time thing. We were coming out of the 50s, and the 50s were very straight-laced, and your social work, and the therapy was behavior therapy and what other stuff, so it was really straight-laced. So then you hit the 60s, and the 60s was kind of everything. It just kind of went kaboom. Free love, free this, free that, drugs, sex, rock and roll, experimental. It was experimental. Also, at the same time, you had the experimentalness in the psychology, or the psychiatry. There was an experimental process that came along, that people were looking at more of the humanitarian kind of approach to behavior approach. Was there a different way of helping people deal with stuff? So you had old psychiatrists like Urine,
Sigmund Freud.
Sigmund, yeah. Right, and his buddy. And Sigmund was more of the couch guy than you had, which was more of the more using a different kind of approach of dream work and different kinds of things to help people learn about themselves. So, and then you had that. Then also in England they had Summerhill, which was a school that was started by a guy named Neil. Then you had the therapeutic community that was started by Jones, and then you had Children Who Hate, and written by Ben O'Hine and Fred Wyman out of Chicago, University of Chicago. So you had all that stuff going on. So this was all going on at the same time. Then you had Fitzgerald's that came along. Then you had Big Sur, and out of Big Sur you had a lot of different kinds of ways to help people get to know themselves that came along. Then you had the Primal Screen that came out of San Diego with John Off, and then you had some bioenergetics and stuff that was coming out of New York. So you had all this stuff, and I was going to school with all that stuff coming up, which was a good process of learning for free. Cost you now. And so you had this energy. I'm not saying you don't have it today. I'm not in there, so I don't know. But you had this energy of imagination, experimentation. And so that's what we did here in the neighborhood of the house, the energy of imagination and experimentation. And I think that's what made, I can't speak for the other neighborhood houses, made Mount Pleasant such an incredible place to be. I would say that would be at the experimentation and the, whatever other word I used, imagination that people brought to it. And because we were in a time of that, here, North America. Can't speak for other parts of the world. I guess they were too. But yeah, it was just so much stuff going on. And I started working at the Maples at that time, which was, I started at the Children's Foundation. Then I went to the Maples, and the Maples just opened up. It was just like, oh boy, what a ride. To learn more about, because I personally feel you can't help people until you help yourself. That's what I learned over the years being a good social worker. If you don't know yourself, you can't give people, because you can't help anybody. All you can do is give them the tools. This is just my opinion. Give them the tools to be able to help themselves. And if the more tools you have, then that comes from learning about from who you are to what makes you cry, what makes you laugh, how your family shaped you, how you shaping your family, and all that stuff thrown in. That's what makes a good social worker, in my opinion.